What's up, guys? This week we've got news of a fire hole in the middle of the ocean, black holes colliding, ancient life on Mars, and Tim Ferriss donating to psychedelic research. Also, we ask, do assholes get rich, or does getting rich make you an asshole? First up, guys, get a load of this footage. No, it's not a hellish portal opening up to the underworld. It's just a hellish example of what can go wrong when you drill for natural gas in the Gulf of Mexico. The fire was ignited due to the pipeline leak at the state-owned Pemex facility. Workers used nitrogen to control the fire, which they managed to extinguish some 5 hours later. While this would turn any sound person off the idea of natural gas reduces emissions 11 times more than solar energy and 50% more than wind energy in the US. If you listen to our mate and environmental activist Michael Schellenberger, he will tell you that the natural gas is a far more reliable source of energy than wind and solar, which have to be backed up by natural gas anyway. Obviously, this recent fire doesn't paint a pretty picture, but should we completely cast out natural gas as evil before considering its positive impacts? Let us know what you think in the comments below. Now, onto some more trippy news. Harvard Law School has announced it will be launching a 3-year project dedicated to studying psychedelic legal issues. Yes, it's a bit weird to have lawyers and psychonauts working together, but the project directors believe it's time. The project on psychedelics law and regulation, or POPLA, will be the first center of its kind and is yet another milestone in psychedelics becoming more mainstream. Interestingly enough, Tim Ferriss, who you might know from his highly successful podcasts and books, helped fund POPLA with a grant from his foundation, the Say Foundation. Matt Mullenweg, the co-founder of WordPress, is also making a huge financial contribution. POPLA will be addressing a wide variety of subjects. For example, when it comes to intellectual property, what kinds of psychedelic patents will be granted for psychedelic compounds or therapies? What are the boundaries to determining when a psychedelic invention is truly new and when it's too similar to previous work? They're also interested in the larger topics of bioprospecting and biopiracy, which would take into consideration the role that indigenous populations have played in their use and discovery of psychedelic compounds and finding ways in which that knowledge can be commercialized. What do you think? Is this a space that needs further legal research and development, or is getting lawyers involved never a good idea? Scientists have detected two collisions between a neutron star and a black hole, all in the space of 10 days. These phenomena were recently written about in the Astrophysical Journal Letters and have encouraged scientists to go back to the drawing board and rewrite their theories. See, the accepted wisdom was that while it's pretty normal for pairs of black holes or neutron stars to collide, having one black hole and one neutron star collide is extremely rare, and they were thought not to live close together. Well, this new publication challenges that wisdom, showing that perhaps black holes and neutron stars are actually found alongside each other, thus changing our understanding of how the cosmos is formed. The collisions were detected by measuring waves caused by the sudden changes in gravitational forces that occur when two massive celestial bodies collide. It causes a ripple in the fabric of space itself, similar to a stone being thrown into a still pond. These waves travel hundreds of millions of light years until they're picked up by the very sensitive detectors in the United States and Italy. Together they form the Advanced Light Infometer Gravitational Wave Observatory Collaboration, and in the future the team hopes to detect collisions that are also observed by telescopes both in space and on the ground. I, for one, would love to witness that. What about you? Some other huge space news is that recent evidence shows that Mars, yes, Mars, probably once supported life. It's been an idea that scientists and sci-fi fans have toyed with for a while, but a recent article published in Nature Astronomy argues that the clay extracted from Mars in 2016 by the Curiosity rover shows that Mars isn't only habitable, but that there was most likely life on Mars. When scientists analyzed the clay, they found that it was very similar to the glauconitic clay here on Earth. This clay requires stable conditions over millennia to form, which suggests that Mars had stable conditions for millions of years. No, unfortunately, they didn't find any concrete evidence of life, but with any luck, the Perseverance rover or the Chinese Zhurong rover will uncover something. What do you think? Is it just wishful thinking, or do you think that we'll find substantive evidence of life? If so, do you think that humans will one day inhabit Mars? Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. That's what Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, but that doesn't stop most people from wanting to be rich. Yeah, being rich sounds great, but do you think that rich people are more likely to be uncaring assholes? According to Chris Ryan, who recently explained his book Civilized to Death, The Price of Progress on the BBC, yeah, getting rich does make you a bit more of an asshole. He explains it like this. As people get richer, they tend to isolate and alienate themselves more. They buy bigger cars with tinted windows, use public transport less, and build higher fences in gated communities. This self-isolation is traditionally a very unnatural thing to do, as throughout history, alienation from tribes meant almost certain death. But according to Chris, it's the unnaturalness of the isolation that allows people to develop thick scar tissue to the pain of others. He says that in general, rich people are less able to read emotions or are less likely to help those in need. He says that it's not that unethical or unfeeling people become rich, but that getting rich makes you feel less. On the other hand, some research suggests that certain personality traits which make you less able to feel empathy are shared amongst rich people. A study published a few years ago in the British Journal of Psychology found that wealthy people tend to share 5 big personality traits: high extroversion, conscientiousness, emotional stability, and self-centeredness, and are less neurotic. Perhaps people with these personality traits are better able to separate themselves from the pain and suffering of others while they focus on their own wealth accumulation. So, do you think rich people are meaner by nature, or does getting rich make you mean? Let us know what you think in the comments below. Whatever you believe, we can't argue with the fact that we could all be doing more to help reduce the suffering of humans and animals. In a recent episode of the Scientific Sense podcast, Peter Singer talks about how we can use a little bit of our wealth to improve the world. Lastly, guys, don't forget to register for The Great Awakening, Politics as the New Religion. It's our highly relevant 4-week course that illuminates our political moment by exploring how religion, politics, and wild theories and human self-awareness now intermesh. In the meantime, peace out.